Hello again, we're back with Very Good at Dreaming podcast. And across the table, I'm sitting in front of Michelle Wolters. She is the head of the secretarial office of the NCA, that's the Dutch club in Portugal, of which I'm a member also, of course. But I want to ask Michelle to introduce herself and tell something more about herself, personal life, and about her business. So, Michelle, welcome to the Very Good at Dreaming podcast.
Thank you.
Can you tell me something about yourself?
Well, I'm Michelle. I'm 56 years old, and I live in the Very Good area. And I live in the Very Good area since I think 7, 8, maybe 9, 10 years. And I live in Portugal since 2002, so 20 years.
So quite a long time.
Quite a long time. So, and currently I work for Dutch club, where I take care of all the administration. But next to that, we organize quite a lot of activities, which I do, of course, with the whole team. We organize, we do the I do the promotion, I do the marketing, and as well as the website and the Facebook, so the socials. Yeah, and it's quite, I really like my job at the moment, so
okay.
It's very nice to work for this organization. And actually every day we get new members, so we are a growing company. We are very fortunate, I think so. And
yeah.
Very grateful for this.
Yeah. And not just Dutch, also from Belgium, I think.
Yeah. So it's Dutch speaking.
Yeah.
So, Dutch and Flemish. And our members, they live in Portugal, but also in 12 other countries of the European Union.
All right.
Because a lot of people have our second home in Portugal or. Are a lot of people planning to live in Portugal, because Portugal is very popular since a few years.
Yes, it is.
And also that is growing. So
yeah.
I think therefore is our members are growing as well.
Yeah.
Plus we give we have, it's a very nice company, I think. So also for our members, we have a magazine 10 times a year and lots of activities for business people and for children, for all sorts of age groups. We have activities all year round.
And tell me something about yourself, you as a person, as Michelle.
That's a very general question.
Well, what do you like? What are you? Do you have hobbies?
Sure.
Why did you come to Portugal? Was it a personal?
Yeah. Well, my parents, they were living here since 1988. So I have been visiting them many times, and at some stage I thought I want to change my life, so I gave up my job at a radio station in Holland,
where
I was doing marketing and promotion as well. And I've been traveling for a year, doing voluntary work in Nepal, and then came back in Amsterdam, where I was living, and I didn't really could find my way. And then my father said, oh, there's a job taking care of an old lady, maybe you want to try, do something different, and come to Portugal. I thought, oh, okay, I had a job interview, and well, cutting a long story short, I started with this sort of work, and then next to it, I start renting luxury villas, and then I had my own company for renting luxury villas for 16 years.
Wow.
And that was also very nice, but after 16 years I thought, I really need a change.
Yeah.
Again.
But what made you decide to do that, to become somebody important in the renting villages, luxury villas?
Well, at that time I had friends who were architects, and they still are here and making really nice things, but they ask if I want to rent a few of the villas they had. And I started with 4, but more contacts of them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of them, my business was slowly growing with nice luxury villas. And at that time, it was in the Silves area. I wasn't living in this area, Ferragudo, but in more inland near Silves.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Facebook, Instagram, it didn't exist.
No.
And website, really, it was, nobody had a website. So the way you were renting was just an ad. There were bigger companies like, I can't remember now, but you add your house to bigger companies who do the marketing.
Yeah.
Because I was a small company.
Yeah.
But slowly, slowly growing. So,
yeah.
And in the end, I had 70 plus villas to rent. So, yeah. So, and then at some stage, I was living in the countryside and some things happened, like my mother died, a relationship ended, and then suddenly I felt really lonely in the countryside.
Mm-hmm.
And I had quite a few friends in Ferragudo, so I thought, okay, I'm going to sell my house and I don't want the responsibility anymore for a house. I just want to start first renting and see how it is in Ferragudo, and that's what I did. I was renting my own house and later I sold it and start renting in Ferragudo. And yeah, and up until today, I still live.
You're here.
I moved around and now I still live not in Ferragudo, but always a little bit outside. I like nature.
Yeah, yeah, because you live in...
Yeah, I live
sort of the countryside also.
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes from here. So
yeah, so that's great.
We are here downtown, so it's not that far. It's a little hidden oasis where I live.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it. It's a really surprise.
Okay.
So yeah, very happy, and I like the bustle and hustle of Ferragudo, but I also like to keep a distance of it. So And well, you ask what more about my personality, of what my hobbies are. I'm a very active person. I get up early in the morning, and people always say, my boyfriend say, you really, when you open your eyes, you are sort of, it's a sort of button you switch on. And then I go really. And so what I do, like to sport. I have I have quite some limitations because I have bad knees, bad back, whatever. But so otherwise, I would have been playing padel and tennis, but that's not possible anymore. But I go to the gym. I do yoga. Yoga really doesn't sound for people who doesn't know yoga as a sport, but if you do it very intense, it's very good for your body and your mind, of course.
Yeah.
And
but also good for your knees too. I think it makes your legs much stronger.
Your legs, you can train your body without straining your joints. That's the beauty of it. It's not only laying down and breathing and saying Om. That's what my brother thinks of yoga. It's quite intense, and you even can get muscle pain, sore muscles afterwards. But you have to experience. It's really, I like to do that a few times a week, and I like to. I have an e-bike now, so I do e-biking, which is also good for your knees. I have a dog, so twice a day at least I do walkings with my dog. And I have quite a busy life also work-wise. So, but I always say when you like your work, it doesn't feel like working.
I have the same. Yeah.
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 So you've been working now for a long time with the Dutch club.
Yeah, I started in the Corona. Time.
And is it something that you always wanted to do, to be in that kind of position?
No, I just sold my company, and then this position came available. I thought, I don't really have something else. Let's give it a try. So I knew the head Margaret is a friend of mine, and she's the, what's it called, the head, yeah, the voorzitter,
yeah, chairman, chairwoman, chairwoman.
So I said, how about, is it something for me? So, oh well, let's give it a try. And secretary. But I made a different job because it was Corona and we couldn't do any activity. So no. I thought maybe it's good to start with webinars so people can do it from home.
Yeah.
And it was very successful.
But it's very good that you start something and actually there's not a lot to do because of COVID, but you make it grow because of other activities and other ideas.
Yeah, that's what I really like. I don't like to think in problems, I like to think in solutions.
Yeah.
And I think to be an entrepreneur, it's very good to think in solutions.
Yes, it is.
Because I think for every problem is a solution. So if with the in the COVID time, it's not a problem. You do something else,
and
it was so this successful that now we can do activities. We still do every month. We organize webinars because you also can reach people in Holland and Belgium and Sweden. They can attend our webinars. So that's
A good thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you have grown so much.
One of
also
the reasons,
with members.
It's always a package. It's the activities, but it's also a very good magazine. It's also all the people behind the organization. So I believe in energies. So positive energies. You radiate.
I agree with that. Yeah. And is the organization also growing with more people, more staff?
We have now in the board seven people, which is enough, I think so. But we are growing with people who helping hands, so the volunteers who helping, because we do so many activities. We need helping hands, and that's growing. So more and more volunteers who helping during the activities.
Yeah. Well, it's good that people want to help.
Yeah.
With something like this.
Yeah,
because it adds something.
Nice.
Because it adds something also to the value of being here.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. So now you've been here for a lot of years already in Portugal, and how do you see your future for the next few years? Not 20, but like 2 to 5 years.
Well, I hope to carry on with what I do. And because I like it, and I always looking for balance. It's very difficult but it's very important for me to find balance between work and your private life. So
that's really important. Yeah.
And for me, sometimes it's a bit difficult. So that's always an aim for every day to find balance.
And why is it difficult?
Because sometimes I forget there's also a private life next to your working life.
Yeah.
Because if you work for yourself, you always take your work with you home, and it's difficult to stop.
I can relate to that.
For me, it works like from then on, you don't work anymore and just do. But make sure you do nice things and not because you're tired.
But do them in the time you get to do this, and then you have your personal life and you can switch it off.
You must be able to organize nice things to do.
Yeah.
And I'm really big fan of improving yourself. So always learning. I like learning. So I like now, for example, I'm reading a book about what's it called? Human behavior, but then the online version, just how people, how can you create online behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay.
And I start, for example, with meditation moments. I don't know if you know.
Yes, I know that. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of learning. So I like to improve myself.
Yeah.
On all sorts of levels.
So what is your where do you want to be when you are on the top of the mountain? Is your top of the mountain?
What's the top of the mountain? Well, I really like to have more time for myself, spend more time with friends, yeah, and family, and
how are you going to create that time?
By
less work.
Yeah. Well, I don't see my work as really because I like it. So,
yeah.
But no, I don't really plan ahead because I like to live by the day. Mm-hmm. And this year, because this year is almost end.
Yeah.
Because
really
next
fast.
Year we'll see. And so I'm 65 now. So at some stage I like to reduce work.
Yeah.
And
56.
No,
you're not 65.
Did I say?
Yeah, you said 65.
65?
Yes.
I'm twisting the numbers. That's something I'm really bad with numbers. It's really terrible.
No, you better be 56 than 65.
Yeah, definitely.
But you look better.
When I'm 65, I really like that I just can less work.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one other hobby I have. It's a very important hobby. It's horse riding.
Really important.
Every week I
you have your own horse?
No, I used to have when I was young. But now I restarted. But it's called working equitation. It's very interesting. It's very tough. You learn every week. I learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, you know, that's what I like. I like learning in every way, and it is very tough for your body.
Yeah.
So it's very good. No, it's a really challenge. I like the challenge.
Yeah. So for how long have you been doing that?
This is since 3 months or so.
Oh, okay.
But every week.
And you notice the difference already?
Yeah, because every week we do something. Because he wants me that next year I will attend the Vata Seal competition.
Oh.
Which for only once a week riding, it's I think impossible, but he thinks it's possible.
Oh, okay.
So like this week, you know, we really achieved something. So I don't know how to explain it in English, but it's the Gelopswissel in Slaal for the Dutch listeners. And I did it for the first time.
Okay.
I'm very enthusiastic, so more of this, but I'm really grateful that I can do this sort of thing. So
yeah, but you can also use like the horse riding to let go of stuff and
it's
reduce the stress level.
Yeah, because I do it always at the end of my working day, and it's a complete different world, and then it's so nice for 1 or 1.5 hour you are so concentrated.
Yeah.
And you forget everything about work.
Yeah,
so that's good.
It's a different use of the brains and the body.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And, you're living in Portugal for a long time. Is there something you see that has changed? Well, of course, something has changed.
Yeah.
But what's the main difference between when you came here and now? And are there some things that you would like to see changed?
Yeah, well, there is a huge change, of course. When I started here, there was no Facebook, for example. And there were also, there were hardly any Dutch people. And Dutch people like to see Dutch people because you have the same culture and it's nice to hang out with Dutch people. If I see now people who are arriving, so it's so easy to make friends. And then it was
quite difficult.
Very difficult. You can make friends, but you hang out with people because to hang out with people, not because you really like them.
Yeah.
And now what I change now I you can choose who you want to be with.
Be friends with, yeah.
Friend with, yeah. Yeah. And then another very big change is, of course, the whole internet.
Yes.
Life is internet-based. Look at WhatsApp and Instagram and Facebook. People cannot live anymore without. And no. I think also running a business depends, of course, on what sort of business.
Yeah.
But a lot of business, they need a website and social media, and
yeah.
So that's a huge change. I think that's the biggest change.
And here in the country itself?
In the country, yeah, of course, it's like Ferragudo is so much more with tourists now.
Yeah.
And when you walk on the beach in the winter or anytime, it's full of foreigners. And to be honest, in the summer I prefer to drive 1 hour to the west coast to go to the beach,
yeah,
than 5 minutes to the beach here.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, but that's my personal opinion. And if you really like to be just between the foreigners and Dutch-speaking people, it's also nice, but
yeah.
Not always.
No, I can agree with that, because yeah. I like Ferragudo. I've been coming here for 12 years now, and I like Ferragudo as it was. It was more quiet and not so touristic, and sometimes when there was a cruise ship coming here at Portimão, you knew that the people were coming here to see an authentic Portuguese village.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but now that's more like on a weekly basis, almost.
Yeah, or a few times a week
sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
But I still really like Ferragudo.
Yes.
Definitely. And
it still has that energy.
Yeah.
That you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been many places, but I like Ferragudo a lot.
Yeah.
So it has a lot, and it has sort of everything, you know. You have the beach, you have, what you don't have here is good shops.
No, true.
For shopping.
No, therefore you have to go to Lagos or Portimão, maybe.
Well, yeah, the shopping.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't really like the shopping here. I don't like shopping in general. But
no, you and me both.
I like that shop, Deja Vu, you know Deja Vu?
Yeah, in the streets. Yeah, they have nice things.
Yeah, nice clothes.
Yeah.
Also. So I think that's the best shop. But then you have a lot of nice bars and restaurants in Ferragudo.
Yeah. And the people are very nice. The Portuguese people are very nice.
Very nice people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have almost everything you have here.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Well, we almost come to an end, to the end of the podcast. Do you have something to add?
Yeah, let me think. Because this is for entrepreneurs, isn't it? Well,
yeah, also.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is more like I want the podcast to make the podcast for people so they know what kind of people live here and work here. And not just Dutch, of course, but most of all the Portuguese, but also like from other countries.
Yeah.
And that's because I think it's worthwhile that people know when they come to Ferragudo, which people live in Ferragudo. What is their life? What they do in their personal life, and what kind of business do they have? So,
So
that it's not just like a nice place to be with nice restaurants and good terraces, also that there are more people. That it's very, very valuable to know the people who work here.
Nice.
Yeah. So therefore, I'm doing it in English. Otherwise, the Portuguese won't understand if I do it in Dutch.
Yeah, no, I think it's a very nice idea. So I've nothing really to.
No, nothing more to add.
No.
Well, then we will end this podcast. Well, thank you very much, Michelle, for being my guest.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And I will send you the link, of course. And the link will be on the social media and on the website, but also on Juke.nl. That's also a podcast series, but it's I think it's only available in the Netherlands, but also on Spotify and Google Podcast. So, well, just wait and see and listen to this very interesting podcast again. Well, thanks a lot for listening and bye-bye.